How many people here are running a race of some kind? School? Okay. Many times during any given year, there are races. There's car races. There's boat races. Horse races. And there's the races where nobody wins, the political races. The candidates win, usually most everybody else loses, or vice versa. That's a little bit of tongue-in-cheek there, but that's, you know what I'm talking about. Also, there are triathlons, marathons, half marathons, cross-country, and track. These races are extremely grueling and exhausting. But they each come with their own story of agony and ecstasy. Recently, there was a story on the news about a woman who was a leader of the race at the point, stumbled, and she fell either into a railing or she fell, or the railing, she hit the railing and fell. I'm not sure which. Regardless, unable to continue the race as normal. She didn't quit. She still finished the race by crawling and dragging herself more than 400 feet. That's more than the length of a football field. Plus, about a football field and a third left of the race. But incredibly, guess what? She finished third place. Now, that sounds very amazing, seeing that there's 400 feet left of the race. But she crawled and she drug herself the rest of the way in incredible pain. You could see the pain and the agony in her face and her eyes. As she pulled herself along, pulling her left leg along, she couldn't move her leg. But she finished. She endured to the end of the race, pain and all. This morning we got news of a friend of ours. We've been known him for almost 30 years. 45 years old, who just died this morning, had cancer. He found out just about a month ago, and I believe we asked for prayers for him here in this congregation. But about a month ago, he wasn't feeling well, hadn't been for a while, and he decided to finally go to the doctor to find out that he had cancer throughout his body. He had cancer in the colon, in the liver, in the lungs, and maybe some other places. They did some surgery to relieve some of the pain, but he opted not to go through all the suffering of having the chemo and radiation and all this. He knew what the end of this particular physical life would bring, his death. He was no longer attending church, but that doesn't mean God doesn't love him and doesn't care for him. But we had asked for God's intervention, and he did. He gave him rest until he's resurrected at the end of the millennium. Brethren, we are in the race of our lives. How will we do at the end? The woman in the above story could have just given up. They tried to help her to get her to leave the track, but she could have just got up, left the track, and been on her way. That's all. I'm finished for the day. But will we endure to the end when Jesus Christ returns? Will we finish or will we give up and fall by the wayside when the going gets tough? And believe me, we're going to go through some very, very tough and difficult times ahead before the return of Christ. What I want to talk to you today is about is endurance. Sounds like a simple word, you know. You just go until it's over or whatever. But a few definitions here is endurance is the capacity to bear pain, distress, or prolonged hardship. The ability to continue or to carry on the act of enduring. To bear or undergo as pain, grief, injury, especially without yielding. To tolerate, put up with, to last, to continue to be. To suffer without yielding, In other words, to hold out. Matthew 10:22, you don't need to turn there, I'll just read it, tells us about being persecuted. We know there's going to be persecutions between now and the return of Christ. But in the second half of the verse, it says, "But he who endures will be saved." The flip side of this is found in Luke chapter 9, verse 62, where Jesus says, "No one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, desiring to turn back from the way of God, is fit for the kingdom of God." So beware that we don't quit the race before we make it to the end. Crawl, drag yourselves, whatever you have to do if needed, but continue the race all the way to the end. Brethren, we need to support one another in that race, you know. We may not, you know, pick them up and carry them, but we can support them, you know. You've been seeing where races of people, they're cheering you on. That's what we need to do. We need to keep cheering each other on. We know that there's going to indeed be persecution for God's people as the time gets closer to the end of fruition, to the end. Right now, in this lifetime, we are practicing endurance by dealing with trials on our jobs, major health issues, loss of loved ones or a close friend. We certainly have help, as it says in Psalms 9. We're going to turn there. Psalms 9, verses 7 through 10. As soon as I find it. Verse 7. "But the Lord shall endure forever. He has prepared his throne for judgment. He shall judge the world in righteousness, and he shall administer judgment for the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble." We know that any time we have trouble, we can turn to God and ask for his help, and he will help us. It may not always be exactly the way we think it'll be, but he'll help us. Verse 10, "And those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you." We have examples in the Bible of other people, such as Job. This is found in, you don't need to turn it, but in James 5, verse 11, which says, "Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. Have you heard of the perseverance of Job, and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very passionate and merciful? Noah endured the ridicule of all the surrounding people, but he still built the ark that he was instructed to. He finished the race, so to speak. He endured. He was faithful, though not perfect." The book of Hebrews, there's a list in there that many that endured are called faithful. We have Noah, Abraham, and Sarah. I think of Abraham when God told him, "You need to get up from where you are and get out of here and go someplace. I'm going to show you where it is, but you don't know where it is. But I will show you." But he endured. He followed God's instruction. Their stories of endurance are left for us as examples to look for when we have difficulties, knowing that they looked to God for strength through their trials. Sometimes when our trials get us down, we think there's no place else to go. What's going to go on? Just turn and ask God for help, and he will. Also, we have Daniel in the lion's den. And in prison, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and the fiery furnace, putting the trust in God, they endured. But they trusted in God. He'd seen them through it. Also, look at the examples of the apostles. Many of them being imprisoned, some in some cases are being stoned, and executed for their faithfulness to the Word of God and preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. Let us not forget our own Savior Jesus Christ, who endured the unimaginable persecution, torture, crucifixion on the cross. He endured to the end. Even though he was God, he was at that point in time man, physical. Also, at the time of the end, just before Jesus Christ returns, we have the example of the two witnesses who endure to the end, being killed for the truth of God. Are we willing to endure to that point, being killed or executed or whatever, for God's truth? We need to be. I know this can be a very beneficial personal Bible study, but I want to close with what I believe is a crucial and encouraging scripture. If you please turn with me to 1 Corinthians 9. We'll begin in verse 24. Do you not know that those who run a race all run, but one receives the crown, the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they that do it obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore run this way, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but to discipline my body and bring it into subjection. Thus when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. As I said before, we are in a race of our lives, for our lives. Run with great endurance and don't look back. Keep focused on the kingdom of God and always continue to remember to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.